What is up, guys? Welcome to Diggity, a video game podcast, episode number 204. 204, my guy.
Holy cow. We'd be at 205, but we took a little holiday break.
we took a week off.
We took a week off. Yeah, yeah.
It was a good time. We celebrated Easter. It was good. It was a good time.
We were talking, though, like, you almost feel empty. Like, when you don't have it for a week, it just feels so bizarre. So it is good to be back.
It is odd because, I mean, you really get used to doing it every single week. And then you don't do it. And you're like, what do I do with my life? What do I do on Thursday evenings? When we record live, I guess. Anyways, guys, if you're listening for the first time, thank you. If you don't mind, hit that little subscribe button, whether on YouTube or on your podcast platform of choice. For those who are new to this incredible adventure that you've just stumbled upon, Brody and myself, each and every single week, except for last week because of Easter, go over video game news for the week, go over rumors, give reviews as well, and just shoot the shit as well in terms of everything of gaming. You can catch us every single week, like I said. The audio version of the podcast goes live every early morning, the butt crack of dawn, on Friday. And we go live on YouTube Thursday evenings around 9:30-ish, I guess?
Yeah.
A little early today, 2 minutes ahead of schedule. Yeah, new setup as well.
Usually it's sometime between 9 and 9:30. Depends on how many technical issues we run into.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised it's going so smooth right now. Like, I'm actually really stoked about this.
Until we get done and we find out we didn't record any of our audio or something.
Oh, shit. What is nice is that we'll also, over the next couple of weeks, we'll be doing new things through the live system. I just have like a new platform set up and all that awesome stuff. And so each and every single week, I hope to plus and add something in there as I learn about all this. We can get stuff kind of fleshed out and figured out. Beyond that, we got some news going and some stuff. But before that, what have you been playing, my dude?
Oh, well, with 2 weeks in here, I've been playing quite a bit. So I've been playing a lot of Monster Hunter Rise, which we'll talk about that later. Played some Rocket League, new season's out. I played like 3 games to try out the new season. It's still, I mean, nothing changes that much in Rocket League, but played a little Fortnite with my kids. And actually, I think we played together because you came over and I was playing around with the kids and you hopped in because we recorded some Let's Plays not too long ago. And I think that was since we did our last video or last episode. So I think it falls in that timeline. Not sure. We played a little bit of MLB The Show. We played a little bit of Madden. We played a little bit of COD Zombies as that's kind of been our go-to lately.
Even that's been though our mainstay. Yeah, for sure.
Even though it takes like a half an hour to get the mics to actually work properly and all that good stuff. It's a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
And then the last thing I've kind of been playing, I have Pac-Man 99 in there as well, which we'll talk about that later. Overwatch. You got me back into Overwatch. Oh, thanks. Drug me right back in. It's not the anniversary, it's the archives thing going on right now where you can do like these single player missions in Overwatch. Jeff mentioned something about it and he must have forgot that I would have had to buy it again. So I bought it again anyway. So I now am the happy, proud owner of Overwatch on Xbox and PlayStation.
Hey, I have an Xbox, PlayStation, and Switch.
That's true. I don't have it on Switch. So
I don't want it on Switch.
I don't. I do not. I wasn't even sure I wanted it on PlayStation, to be perfectly honest, but here we are. So far, it's actually been pretty good. I've been enjoying kind of jumping back into it for a change of pace. And we even played some Fall Guys. We played a bunch of shit this week.
We did. We jumped around a lot.
Yeah.
We did. I like the new Fall Guys. The map with the water stuff is a little aggravating, but I'm sure I'll get used to it.
I played like 2 more rounds after you got off last night, and I think I got the water level under control now.
My only pain in the ass with it is that when like you walk in on that one level into the water, I think it's like the second or third time that you walk into like a water cube is what I'll call it, I guess.
Yeah.
The face is in the way and it blocks your entire view. That's what pisses me off. But also, hey, that's Fall Guys.
Hey.
And they continue to make costumes. I'm like, I want that. That sounds great.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, who wouldn't want to be this stupid looking alien? You know?
Fair enough.
Shovel Knight? Need it.
Yeah.
I need Shovel Knight really bad.
I don't remember when that's coming, but it's supposed to be really soon. I'm going to look.
I think
But what have you been
playing? 16th or something like that?
That sounds right.
Well, I've been playing a lot of shit with you. I mean,
yeah.
I played all of the above and then got into some NHL. wait, I played NASCAR.
Oh, yeah. You've been playing NASCAR.
Sure. I got a buddy back home who's not a huge gamer, but he enjoys to dabble into some NASCAR. So I played NASCAR with him online, and that was interesting.
Shovel Knight comes on Saturday, the 10th.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Well, you know I'd be going and getting that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to get the top. I don't need the bottoms.
Right. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, no worries. That's a good cutoff. But yeah, we played NASCAR Heat 4, I think.
I think so.
Something else. I also did a free trial of PlayStation Now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How is it?
Fine. It's Game Pass for PlayStation. Just minus the hundreds of millions of dollars of marketing advertising.
And it's streamed, a lot of it, which is...
That one wasn't.
Some of the games you can stream. Yeah.
You can stream all of them, but I didn't stream. So I downloaded it.
What'd you play?
What, on PlayStation Now?
Yeah.
NASCAR Heat 4.
Oh, that was the... okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was it.
I saw it. I'm like, okay, trial. Sure, I'll try that out. The game's not bad. The problem is the networking on it's awful. Like, we'd be racing, and it wasn't like my connection because I was doing all the nerdy shit and checking everything, but it was the... We'd be racing, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, we'd have a pit stop, and then it would be like still yellow flag for Brad, and it would be a green for me, and I'd be like racing around. He couldn't do shit.
And
lapping him. I will say though, he gave out NASCAR brings out incredible quotes in people, and I'm gonna quote my friend Bradley, who is pretty much a character from Letterkenny. and essentially where it's like lap one, okay, like first lap I've ever taken in the game with him, okay, ever playing this, and we go first corner, he fucking hits me into the corner. I'm like, what the hell, bro? And he's like, if we ain't rubbing, we ain't racing, bud.
The classic NASCAR tagline.
And I'm like, okay. And then on the mobile side, I got a new phone, and I actually ended up trying out Wild Rift, and it's fantastic.
Nice.
I'm amazed by it, like thoroughly amazed that they can get that on a phone, and the experience on it. Like, I mean, MOBAs are difficult as is on PC, or Mac or wherever you play on, and so. I was like, oh shit, how are the controls going to go for like these characters like Jinx? And they used Jinx as an example in the first one, which is like one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
And I was blown away. I was like, holy shit, this works.
Yeah, it works very well.
I don't know how they did that either, because like joystick, like not the left one. The left one I don't really give a shit about. Whatever, it's the same.
Right.
But the right, I don't know how they got it so precise.
Yeah,
it's almost like there's a lag behind it that you just don't realize.
Right.
I don't know. It's
which
weird.
I mean would be perfect, really. I mean, I noticed a little bit of trouble when I was trying to play it. Not terrible though. I mean, it's almost like there's some sense of like an auto aim in there or something. But I mean, it's incredible. When you first said Wild Rift, I was trying to figure out what Wild Rift was, and then I remembered as you were like,
"Yeah, sorry, League
talking
of Legends
about,
Wild
yeah,
Rift."
Yeah.
So I think
it's an
huge.
Odd name, but I get it.
This is going to be a massive game.
Oh yeah,
this is going to explode. Like, I think this is going to be like,
I can't believe it took this long, because there's been a handful
polish
of
in it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's
a
runs
well, it is
really
probably
well.
The most polished mobile game I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, I would definitely say that. But I mean, there's been There's been so many MOBAs on mobile that I figured they would have pushed it out earlier. Just, I don't know. You would have thought this would have been in the works for a little bit longer, but I mean, it's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, it's a blast. And then, yeah, I got my ass kicked in MLB The Show because it was bullshit.
I accidentally skipped an inning on you when we were playing.
Yeah, you did. And then Madden was bullshit.
Oh, yeah. So, I returned a kick for a touchdown. Great. And that was our big finale of our little series we had going on there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, and then I guess special shout out to Nick. He's playing the game of life. Hang in there, buddy. And looks like you're getting better in the hospital. But I honest to God, in the dumbassery of myself, I was like scrolling through Twitter and I didn't find out until Brody told me what.
Yeah.
Last week or no, sorry. It was like 2 nights ago.
That's when I found out. I didn't even know.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I was scrolling through Twitter. And I was like, I saw that you said, I'll miss these two. And it was your wife and your kid. And I was just like, your son. And I was like, oh, maybe he's on a work trip. far from it.
Not so much. Far from it.
Yeah. So
I pretty much wasn't on Twitter most of last week, and
good
I missed
for you.
It was great, except for the fact that I missed our buddy Corey from Boss Rush having a baby, and our buddy Nick from WASD going into the
getting
fucking
the old
hospital.
Rona ain't going into the
twice
hospital.
Like holy shit! So, big shout out to those, and Nick's in our chat right now. Which this dude's a fucking machine over here.
Nick, if we had more impressive time, I hope you're not in the hospital next week. But if you are, let's do a live from the hospital. Please
get this man a mic.
I want to see you drinking out of the stupid sippy cup when you talk to us about games. Anyways, let's move on with upcoming games, shall we?
Yeah. April 9th, Say No More is coming to PC and Switch. Trials of Fire is coming to PC. April 13th, Demon Skin is coming to PC. Final Fantasy 14 Open Beta is coming to PS5, which I'll circle back to it. April 15th, Ashwalkers, a Survival Journey is coming to PC. Saga Frontier Remastered is coming to PC, PS4, and Switch. And Sea of Thieves Season 2 starts on PC, Xbox Series X, and Xbox One, and Xbox Series S as well.
Oh my God, Nick said he'll come in right now.
Splice him in, let's do this. So I have tried Final Fantasy 14 on console and I hated it. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that I played it on PC first, and it is significantly better on PC just because of how the whole layout system is and everything. But I am happy that they are getting a PS5 version. I am happy that the beta is starting. I might try to play it again just to see how it runs, but I also don't have any storage space left on my PlayStation. So any day you want to open that up there, PlayStation, that'd be awesome. Thanks, Sony.
I bet you they won't open that until, I bet you they, after summer. Maybe E3. Maybe they would announce that.
I think they said summer. So hopefully relatively soon, because I just have to keep deleting and shuffling things, and it's a nightmare. I need like 2 to 3 terabytes of storage. I'm just going to buy the biggest,
for what? Like $800? It's going to be expensive as shit.
You can get a 2 terabyte for like $300, $200, somewhere in that ballpark. Depending on the problem is they're going to limit basically what you can put in the damn thing. So it's going to be, they're going to have a list of things that should work in it. I don't know. It's going to be rough to try to
they're going to limit it. And then like 2 weeks later, you know, they're going to friggin', they're going to come up with a pro that can handle more shit, more internal stuff. Good God. Speaking of PlayStation. We're a bit late, but we got the PlayStation Plus games for April. So you're going to be getting Days Gone and Oddworld Soulstorm, as well as Zombie Army 4 Dead War. Am I actually supposed to get Nick in here? Like, are we doing that?
I don't know. It'd be a little tricky right in the middle of a podcast.
Is that a HIPAA violation?
I don't I don't know if we can. Yeah, get your webcam on. It'd be fine.
I don't know if Nick, I don't know if we can do that from a hospital. he's going to say, yeah, you can no matter what. But
yeah, he doesn't care. I'm not an Oddworld fan. We've talked about that before. So that one doesn't do a whole lot for me.
You're not an Oddworld fan. You appreciate Oddworld. You just don't want to play it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
I'm not,
if you say that, people will come after you and want to kill you with pitchforks. I'm dead serious.
That's fine. It's certainly not the first time we said something that has made somebody want to come after us with a pitchfork.
It doesn't tickle my fancy.
It's just not my type of game. It looks great for what it is. It's just not my type of game. But it is cool because it is a brand new game and it launched directly to PlayStation Plus. And so people who are big fans of that can play it. And I mean, Days Gone's in there, which is also part of the PlayStation Plus collection anyway. And Zombie Army 4 Dead War, meh. I'm not a big zombie guy.
I would
other
say
than
it's
COD,
not a
apparently.
Strong month.
It's not the strongest month for me personally. It's not a bad month.
No,
it could
no,
be worse.
Hey, it's like we're always stepping on glass. It's
no,
a great month. It's not a bad month.
It's not a we'll bad be month because we'll be here's a bad that. Month. Xbox games with gold.
Oh, yeah. Get them, baby. Get them.
Vikings Wolves of Midgard. You can get that
some.
From April 1st to the 30th. Truck Racing Championship. You can get that from April 16th to May 15th. Yep. Dark Void, you can get it April 1st to April 15th. And Hardcore's Uprising, you can get that from April 16th to the 30th. Go ahead and enjoy whatever.
Get you some. Get all that
hell that is.
Stuff. Get all that tasty shit you pay for every month. I mean, here's the problem, right? They've got Game Pass and they get nothing else. It's like, what do? You cycle Game Pass games down there and then people can't go on Game Pass. They're like, nah, I don't
yeah.
play that. I've got
no, I'm not surprised by it at all. I mean, it's been going on for a while, especially since they really, really kicked Game Pass into gear. And honestly, I mean, the Vikings Wolves of Midgard might be a great game. Truck Racing Championship might be a great game. But I mean, when you have big AAA titles coming to PlayStation, it's a rough comparison, but I mean, Game Pass is awesome, and we've talked about how awesome Game Pass is. There's pros and cons to both of them, right?
Yeah. So. Speaking of Game Pass, I've got your coming soon to Game Pass. So ooh. April 8th, GTA 5 coming to cloud and console. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's a big deal. Zombie Army 4 Dead War, if you didn't get enough of it on your PlayStation for free, it's coming to cloud, console, and PC. Disneyland Adventures coming to cloud. That's right. You can go into Disneyland, not in real life, but on your Xbox. Rush, a Disney/Pixar adventure, is coming to cloud April 12th. NHL 21 comes to console. Highly recommend. April 15th, Rain on Your Parade comes to cloud, console, and PC Game Pass. Pathway hits PC as well on April 15th. And April 20th, you're going to get MLB The Show 21, which was the biggest announcement, come cloud and console. And Xbox announced that there's now 50-plus games on Game Pass that can be played. Oh my gosh, I have to scroll here. With touch controls when playing through the cloud on mobile devices. They also announced that there's now a play with friends section that allows you to join friends sessions directly from the Game Pass app on the Xbox, it's really just a join game.
Yeah, it's just a quick join game. When they first announced it, it was almost kind of like what I thought it was what Steam did not too long ago, where you could buy a game and share a copy. Yeah, no, it's not that. You can just join from the Game Pass app, which
is pretty much join game on Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not anything incredible, but if you're scrolling through the Game Pass app and you see a friend is playing it and you want to play that game as well, you can hop in that way. It's a decent feature, but it's slightly underwhelming, I suppose. The fact that MLB The Show 21 is coming to cloud and console the day that it launches has pissed a lot of people off. I don't know if you saw all that on the internet. People were furious. But because
everyone's
historically
furious at the MLB right now.
Well,
all over the place.
it's historically been a PlayStation game. Exclusive, yeah. And this is the first year it's not, and then on day one it comes to Game Pass, which is honestly
MLB likes money.
Yeah, honestly, on Xbox part, well done, well done. GTA 5 back on console, which is cool. I mean, we've seen it on Game Pass before. It comes and goes occasionally. That Rush, a Disney Pixar adventure, I've had downloaded on my Xbox for the kids, and
we got it for free in an Xbox Games with Gold month.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I thought it was in Game Pass and it left and the kids didn't even realize it because nobody played it.
Lightning McQueen.
Oh, that's what I've always wanted to
do. Oh, I'm going to say Kerchow so we don't get legal on it.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
Kerchow said Lightning McQueef. Don't want to get sued.
Yeah. Take that, Disney. yeah. So not bad list here.
They paid up the ass for MLB The Show.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
MLB that had doesn't, to have been... It's odd to me because I know the MLB obviously makes a ton of money.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like baseball out there. I just don't get it how the MLB makes so much money off of shit because they're licensing. They're one of the most expensive organizations for licensing anything. Like anything.
Yeah.
Awful. Yep. Like video games, anything. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty wild. But so your PlayStation Now games for this month that you might be able to try out before they leave on your free trial there, Jeffy.
Cool,
Marvel's Avengers.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do available. It. Can't wait to play Cross-Eyed Thor.
Nice. Yeah, I forgot you haven't played it yet, have you?
No. Cross-Eyed, oh, not Thor.
Right. Yeah, pretty much. That will be available until July 5th. Borderlands 3 will be available until September 29th. And The Long Dark, they didn't give a date that would be leaving. So maybe that's on there kind of indefinitely. But yeah, a little bit weaker showing than what Xbox had with Game Pass. But like I said, pros and cons each console. And
I mean,
the family going
on
there,
MLB
right?
The Show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they made it.
Right.
So it's kind of like, I mean, I don't know. Thor.
Kansas Thor.
Oh, geez. Hey, this just in. Delay of the week. Deathloop.
Again.
Deathloop has slowly become a simulation to which we're all living within Deathloop itself until this game just eventually dies and actually never releases. Oh, it has now been delayed until September 14th. I feel like I'm constantly living this moment nearly every week. Coincidence, I think not.
What's so weird about it is I thought I was going crazy because I swear this had gotten delayed before.
Yeah, that's the death loop,
and
baby.
Everything on the internet was like, oh, yeah, I'm glad they're delaying it. I hope they, you know, have time to get it done right. This is the second time it's seen a 6-month delay. We're a year further back from what it was supposed to release now.
Time is not a concept in Deathloop.
And like, Jesus, it's just going to keep going, isn't it? But yeah, it's odd because to me and some other people on the internet, it seems like they don't have this nailed down at all. They have not shown like what this gameplay loop is going to look like or anything like that. They've shown
maybe
trailers.
It's not close to being done. That's why
it
gets
pushed
out every 6 months.
I legit don't think it's close to being done.
Hey, how many has it been 2 years since we saw this?
Oh shoot, I don't know.
It was easily two E3s ago. And in that time Microsoft has bought Bethesda.
I even saw conspiracy theories that people were saying that Microsoft has delayed Deathloop because of the exclusivity deal. I'm like,
maybe now?
They are to make the money off of this still. It doesn't matter.
Maybe now what's going to happen is that we'll go next week into another Deathloop, and what will happen is Microsoft will end up selling Bethesda.
I mean, I guess.
thus making it 6 months longer. Oh my God.
It was first announced in 2019.
That's crazy.
And it's been delayed twice since then. Because I think they showed it off.
When was it
announced
in 2019?
Oh, fuck. I just closed the page.
Control Shift T.
Yeah. I got it. 2019. I think it was at E3 2019. So it would have been June.
Wow. So it'll be 2 years.
Yep.
Because it's not going to be until September. Holy cow.
Which, I mean, that's not terrible, all things considered, because a lot of games get announced like 4 years before they actually come out anymore, when there's still a concept. I mean, hell, Metroid Prime was just a splash screen, so...
Still is.
It still is, as far as we know. I saw something the other day, 800 days since we last heard anything about Metroid Prime.
Will we ever hear about it? Probably not. It's
probably
great.
Not.
Love it.
So we got some rumors. None of these have any real backing to them, but Battlefield 6 might be on Game Pass day one. That's Jesus. One that's heavily circulating right now. And again, nothing to back this up, but people are saying it. So, the other rumor that we have is Kojima's next game might be an Xbox exclusive.
I'm all right with that.
Again, not a whole lot to back this up, but so the Battlefield one, I started looking into where this all originated from. It originated from somebody on Twitter that has like 1,000 followers, maybe. And that's where that fucking thing started. I almost didn't even put it in the show notes just because it's like, okay, I whatever. But regardless, it's there. And then
I could see them maybe doing it.
Well, because, and they're already
because
they're
Battlefield
already in bed
one
with,
wasn't like a big success.
Well, and EA Play is already part of Game Pass at this point. So I mean, all it would be doing is moving it to Game Pass quicker than what we would already see it anyway. So I could absolutely see it. It's not a stretch by any means, but to just outright say that and get half the internet to believe you, sure.
That's clout, baby. That's the internet.
That's clout, Twitter. Baby. And then the Kojima's next game being an Xbox exclusive. This kind of was pulled from a interview with Phil Spencer, and he had like a statue of Death Stranding in the background type of deal. And yeah. It comes from Jeff Grubb, who has been somewhat reliable on some
Except
of these
with
things
all
in
these
the past.
Jeffs.
So many Jeffs in gaming, man. It's
fuck,
just...
man.
So anyway, it's take it with a grain of salt because that's where we're at right now. But they're interesting regardless.
Twitter is a completely viable news source.
Yeah, absolutely.
In every imaginable way. I could probably get this rumor on the side of a bathroom stall that also has a number of Big Mike on it. A gas station.
Yeah. No, I don't necessarily think there's anything to either of these, but it's worth mentioning because the internet has been going crazy about it and very excited, and we'll see. We'll see what happens.
You know what was wild, too, is... The Colin Moriarty shared this thing of Battlefield. Which one? I forget. No. It was, I forget the title of it. But anyways, Kotaku did this whole article on war games and how we just shouldn't have war games anymore. And I was like, all right, that's dumb. and Colin Moriarty also was like, that's also really dumb. Like they were, someone wrote an article on Kotaku about, you should look this up, bring it up so that I don't sound like a fucking idiot talking about it. But it was, I think it was one that was like a predominantly like, I think it was the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And then it was, you know, with everything going on with like the Asian violence stuff and all that kind of stuff, they're like, hey, we shouldn't have this. But then they wrote an article like a week later about this other
war game.
Yeah, war game
enlisted,
that's coming out.
Probably
Vietnam based, and then they're like fine with it. They're fine with it. Yeah,
yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, definitely not a hit piece.
No, the Vietnam War already doesn't really get covered very often because it's a very very tricky one to cover. But I mean, you see like Cold War stuff all the time. I mean, Call of Duty, for example, has done Cold War like six fucking times at this point, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's pretty common to skip over the Vietnam War, which understandable. But yeah, it's odd. You kind of see things like that. And then with that Battlefield 6 rumor, like where I first read it at, it was from a major publication.
Six days in Fallujah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Civil rights group calls for Microsoft, Sony, and Valve to deplatform 6 days in Fallujah.
Okay.
I mean,
how's it any different than a Call of Duty that's based in a fake world that is actually very much based on the real world?
It's based on the whole event.
Also not. Yeah, it's...
The second battle of Fallujah.
Yeah, I don't...
Which
I don't,
Kotaku has quoted as an Arab murder simulator.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of war games for you. They're written by the... I mean, I don't know what to tell them. Like, it's the same people that are saying cancel war games that are still playing Call of Duty anyway. So what the fuck do you want?
Players are cast as U.S. Marines in an operation said to be the bloodiest battle of the Iraq War. Correct.
Yes.
Though the developers have said their intention is to represent all sides of the conflict, how do you make a video game like this without glorifying the U.S. war machine? I don't know, because the U.S. fucking won. I've immigrated here. They won. They won. They were the fucking good guys in that situation with everything going on, and they won. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's like saying fucking you don't like Batman because he's got gadgets and he beat the fucking, you know, some shitty homeless dude on the street that was trying to fucking assault somebody. I mean, I just don't. Oh, my God. I don't get it.
Yeah, like I was saying with that Battlefield 6 thing, like that publication that I was reading it from treated it like it was fact, and I went and dug into who they even cited as the person who first started it, and it was like, I mean, practically, on Twitter terms, nobody too big. I mean, not that we're big, but I'm just saying, like, a questionable source at best. So, we'll see. I'm pretty sure war games are not going anywhere. I'm pretty sure we're going to see.
No, they make a ton of money. And
they make so much money.
People don't care. I mean, I get it. Okay. It's war. Like, I'm certain innocent people probably died. Okay. Probably a fact. But good God. I mean, do we have to do this all the time? Like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Like, should we stop fucking making, like, I mean, what if they make a new Nintendogs and they bring that back? Is it going to cause, you know, like, animal abuse on the screen because you hit the fucking Frisbee off its head every time? That's what I used to do.
That's what happens when you play catch in Pokemon Sword and Shield. You fucking hit these Pokemon right in the head and they're like, and chase after it. It's like, I don't know.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how does anyone make anything? I mean, I think that's a brilliant game because it's a, have you ever seen like any documentaries on that stuff?
Yeah.
It's wild.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Fucking insane.
Well, and
there were Americans that died.
Yeah, absolutely. To a certain extent, to take away the right to make that game would be censoring history. In a way. I mean, granted, history is usually almost 100% written by the victors. So, yeah, it is always going to be skewed. I mean, the history that they teach in Germany is different than what we teach here, but they're actually quite good about explaining what happened, right? But there's still certain aspects of it that are going to be skewed based on who is telling the story. That is kind of part of it. Now, is that right? No, but it is. There's no way you change that. And to take that away from a game, which is another source of media for someone to learn about something like that, maybe somebody doesn't read books and they want to play this game. Now they can see how awful that fucking battle was and that war was, right? So to take that away is just being ignorant. I mean, honestly, they even interviewed people that lived through the war from multiple countries and
from Iraq,
people that
yeah.
were there. Yeah. It's like they have done the homework to do this properly. It got shut down once. It's not going to get shut down again. At this point,
we have Nazi zombies. Do we get rid of those?
Right. And that's even...
Because unfortunately, we're making fun of Germany.
Right. And like, even at that point, it's like, if you're going to get... If you're going to pick a hill to die on, that's a better hill to die on than something that is supposed to be creating a somewhat realistic version of history and trying to actually be informative.
I can't wait for the World War II, the complaints about World War II games from the Nazi community.
Right. God.
We await.
It's just...
It's just absolutely ridiculous.
If you don't teach history, you're bound to repeat it. I'm a strong believer in that. Granted, again, it can be skewed, but it is vital to not forget what has happened in the past, because that is what helps us move forward as a society and as a human race. So, whatever. I mean, if that's where you want to fucking pitch your tent, go for it. But it's a stupid place. Like, this is just... The fact that we even have to, it's the same people that are putting out things like, another senator went forth and said that gaming is causing violence, but we don't believe that, and then turn around and do this shit. It's like, make up your fucking mind. Decide what you actually believe and stop trying to find your hit marks on fucking Twitter and things and prove it. Like, fucking pitch your tent and just stay there. I don't know why we're so wishy-washy in the fucking journalism world just so you can get views. It pisses me off.
Because it's clickbait. It's just clickbait whoring. And thank God it's like people are finally starting to be like, I can't take any more of this.
Yeah.
And they're just stopping. Thank God. Because a site like this will eventually die doing something like that. That's my own belief. But
yeah, they're on their way out anyway.
Where the fuck a Kotaku is.
So what else you got for me, buddy?
Big news, baby. Pac-Man 99 is out now. Now that Nintendo has killed their boy Mario, they've souped in and added Pac-Man 99 to the Nintendo Online subscription. Not a big deal. Gameplay is very similar to Tetris 99 in the way that you can sabotage other players in a Battle Royale style game. But you're Pac-Man. So cool. We'll probably play it. We'll be shit at it.
I have played it. I've played probably six rounds of it. I am not historically very good at Pac-Man, but I played it, and the highest I got was 23rd. So it's rough, man. Once you get to 50, all sorts of shit starts popping up on your screen. You get more ghosts. You can also get there's like little ghost Pac-Man that are not ghost Pac-Man. It's probably not a really good term considering there's actual ghosts, but like
Pinky, Pinky. Ghosty, no. Bluey, and
I mean actual Bob? like it looks like the ghost of another player as they go around, and it slows you down, and which becomes a real pain in the ass. And then you can also get these red Pac-Men that show up on your screen, and if you hit them, you instantly die. It gets wild, like real fast.
Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde were the ghosts, by the way.
Yeah, they
like the normal ghost, the normal pack.
Right. Yeah, it's good though. I enjoy it. It reminds me a lot of Tetris 99, where it has that real kind of addictive. Like, I'll just play another one, and this even goes faster than Tetris, to the point where it's like I played probably six games in 10 minutes today, I'd say. I mean, it's real quick, but it's great. I mean, definitely go out and give it a go if you have Nintendo Online. It looks like there's also a purchase option, kind of like Tetris 99, where you can buy it and play it solo and against computers and things like that, just to practice, and has some additional things as well. But definitely worth a go for sure.
Sweet.
So E3 has been confirmed. It's still alive, still kicking, breathing things.
Imagine you're an event and you have to let people know that you are indeed still alive. Does that validate you as an event anymore? Or does that,
right?
Hey guys, still alive over here.
Yeah, it's a thing. So the convention manages to make its way back yet another year, but only in a digital format again this year, as COVID is still here.
That was a blast when we sat for 10 hours.
Oh, it was so
get ready, my dude. E3 season coming up again.
Oh, E3 season.
We'll be live streaming all that.
E3 season is so, we'll be doing so brutal.
No, yeah, we'll probably live stream some of the stuff for sure.
Yeah, depending on the timing and stuff, we'll definitely do some of it.
We'll live stream stuff, and then we'll also do reacts and stuff like that. Announcements.
It gets real brutal. That's a long week for us. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's a pretty brutal week.
So this show looks a little bit different. It's going to be backed by Nintendo, Capcom, Xbox, Konami, Ubisoft, Take Two, Warner Bros., and Koch Media. I wanted to say Koch Media so bad.
You said it the last time.
I know. It's Koch Media. Cock Media. But yeah, it does look a little bit different. Obviously, PlayStation's not returning. We didn't expect them to be back. Square Enix has started doing their own kind of digital announcement deal, so they aren't going to come to this. Looks like we're missing Devolver Digital.
Yeah. No, but they always do a thing. Last year, they weren't really part of E3. They do their own shit across the street in a bar. In Los Angeles.
That's what they've always done, but it is still kind of considered part of E3, but it's honestly, I expect nothing less from Devolver Digital. That's awesome.
Yeah. Sweet.
And E3 this year will run from June 12th through the 15th.
Great. So,
cool. It's interesting to see
Summer Game Fest too.
Yeah. It's interesting to see Capcom and Konami there. It's kind of a, Take Two, even really, for that matter.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what Take Two shows off. You know what Jeff Keighley's going to do now, right? With Summer Game Fest, right? Over the next couple of years, he's going to turn to the next E3.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And then have the game.
He saw an opportunity and he's taking it.
Yeah, Jeff Keighley, ruler of worlds. All right. Do you want to lay down the old review here on Monster Hunter Rise?
Yeah, so I won't stretch this out too long, but I've played about 15 hours of it because I was off for a couple days last week.
And a decent amount.
Yeah, it's not too bad, especially because I haven't played it for about 3 days now. So I put a lot of time in it early last week, and so far it's awesome. I love it. I love just about everything about it. Visually, it is a little different. Obviously,
different,
it had to
like bad or
no. Well, there's times that it doesn't look great, and that is not its fault. That is a Switch hardware issue. The fact that it even looks as good as it is and runs as well as it does is absolutely incredible. I know there's some people that are holding out for this game to play it on PC when it eventually launches, which I don't blame them. I think that would be a great place to play it, but I personally like having it handheld because that is the easiest way for me to play through Monster Hunter content. Cause a lot of times, I mean, it can be pretty time consuming. And that's something they've actually changed in this one. This one now, and I'll get into that here in a minute, but I mean, visually, it is very jarring to go from Monster Hunter World back to this, because Monster Hunter World was kind of more this realistic style. This is now kind of almost more of a cartoony style, but not quite. It still has some realistic elements to it. I don't know. It doesn't look bad, and occasionally something will look grainy. Again, I'm playing handheld on a Switch Lite, so I do have, I mean, the smallest possible screen I can be playing this on, but I don't have any issues with it. And that was something that with Xenoblade Chronicles 2, I couldn't even play the game because it looked so bad handheld. I mean, there's certainly something to be said because this game runs and looks absolutely gorgeous for what it is working with. Sound wise, everything sounds good. I mean, it sounds like a Monster Hunter game. A lot of the music is very Japanese because it is a very Japanese inspired world. It does take place in this like Japanese village, and so you get a lot of just gorgeous music. And my my wife was actually sitting next to me while I was playing, and she commented on the music itself. Like, she's like, that music is amazing. Like, it's very relaxing. It's very gorgeous. And that was while I was in the main hub. And then once you go out on the hunts, you get some different music for the different worlds. And I mean, all the monsters have obviously their own sounds and things that they do. And the palicos and the palamutes all have, you know, these cool sounds and things. And you can change your character's voice, and there's not a huge range of different voices, but there's enough to get by. And honestly, I mean, sound wise is pretty much exactly what I expected. Nothing too crazy. This story might as well be non-existent. I mean, there's not a whole lot going on story wise there. At least not so far. And I'm kind of anal about, like, I got approved to go to like the next, you know, star quests and keep moving up on those quest levels. But I keep doing all of the quests in a section before I move on, just because I'm anal about doing stuff like that. So I haven't progressed very far as it comes to like story and things like that. But I mean, it basically starts out with a little kind of intro and kind of tells you what's going on. And it's like a time of the year where there's more monsters around, so they're easier to hunt, and they got to be hunted so they don't attack the village type of thing. I mean, it nothing crazy, nothing revolutionary. It's not going to win any awards for its story, but I mean, where it does shine is its gameplay, and its gameplay is fantastic. The gameplay, the combat feels intuitive. To an extent, I did have to get used to the buttons, because the buttons are different than a lot of like melee type games. So it does, I mean, you're hitting what is that? A and X to attack rather than Y and B, or A and B to attack. And so sometimes I was using items. Yeah. A lot of times you use Y and X. And so it was really
to
I didn't look into it. I just got used to the control scheme, but I'm sure you probably can change. I don't know if you can full on map it, but you can change some things about it. So eventually, or initially, I was pressing Y and accidentally using items, and that was awful, especially if it's like potions and things like that, where you have a limited amount. But I eventually got used to it. And once you get used to it, it's not too bad. They added some new attacks. So even if you are used to Monster Hunter, there's now some new attacks where they use these wire bugs, and it adds like this just kind of whole new element to it, and really makes it great. And gives you ways to like fully charge up weapons. Like, I use the charge axe, and you can like almost fully charge up this weapon by using a wire bug attack. And now I'm doing poison damage or, you know, whatever. And it makes it way more enjoyable for some of us who aren't nearly as skilled. I mean, Monster Hunter World was essentially my first Monster Hunter game. I dipped my toes into some of the other ones, but on 3DS, but I never really got into it.
Do you get a sweet cat companion?
Well, yeah, you get a bunch of sweet cat companions, actually. So that's another thing they changed. Now you can hire, they call them buddies, and you can hire these buddies, and they're the cats, the palamute, or the calicos, and the palamutes, which are the dogs that you can now ride, which is awesome.
Which you can ride a cat.
And you can switch your buddies in and out, and you can train buddies, and you can send them on like different missions or to go trade items. And later on, it looks like you can take them into other missions with you. Again, I haven't hit that spot, so I haven't been able to take any with me quite yet. But it's really kind of this whole like part of that hub where you can now work with these buddies. They call it the Buddy Plaza, and it's really cool what they've done there.
Buddy Plaza.
The naming convention's not great, but the actual system is great.
The Buddy Plaza.
And of course, you can now craft like the different armor and different gear for all of these buddies. Every time I say buddy, you laugh. I'm trying not to say it.
It's just like corny. You're fighting all these big-ass monsters. And
you got my buddies.
And it's like, come on, my buddy.
Yeah, I mean, But it's cool. I mean, the Palamutes now fight alongside you as well as the Calicos.
What are like the big boss battles like?
very similar to World. So,
like, they translate well even in like handheld, or is it like a lot of shit going on?
The series originated from a handheld.
But I mean, the problem with the Switch is, right, is that like Overwatch is a perfect example, right? There's a lot of shit going on. When it's docked, totally fine to play it like any other system. When it's handheld, there's so much shit going on that it just doesn't, it doesn't translate well.
It doesn't bug me too bad, because a lot of times you only have, you really only need to pay attention to yourself and the monster you're fighting. It's not like you have to watch the entire world, and occasionally you'll get a secondary monster that'll come up or some smaller monsters, but a lot of times, like, I haven't really noticed an issue with it. I mean, for me, it's pretty easy to just focus in on what I'm doing. I had to change the way their camera system targeted because it drove me nuts, but I did change that, and since I changed that, it was much better. The only thing I did notice, sometimes I would be in, like, a swinging frenzy type of deal, and somehow, like, if the monster moved ever so slightly to one side, I would just keep missing it. I couldn't change it because I was in a combo, which is understandable, but when you target in on them, you would think it would do a little bit better job of tracking the monster and not letting you just swing at empty air. But it's not awful. I think some of it might just be a learning curve thing too. I mean, just not being entirely used to it, because it's been a long time since we've played World, really. So
yeah, it has.
It took me a little bit to get back in the swing of it, but once I did, it's great. And another thing they changed with the gameplay that really makes it significantly better, you don't have to hunt the monster anymore. It now shows up just like a question mark, essentially, where this monster is, or where one of the three larger monsters that spawn on this map are, and you can go straight to it. You don't have to, you know, find tracks or, you know, search in this animal or in this monster's dung to find out where it went and what it ate and things like that. Like, now it is just as simple as you load in, you hop on your dog, and you can ride this dog and get there and be like fighting the monster you need to fight within like 45 seconds. It's awesome. It's just one of those quality of life improvements that I understand why people could possibly be upset that now you aren't doing all the tracking and the very like immersive things. But it is still fantastic. So, overall, man, I really like this game. I tweeted about it, not too long ago, that at this point, this is easily my game of the year.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be very hard.
You
want to
make that declaration before Deathloop comes out?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So my recommendation is I highly recommend buying it. If you played World, or even if you didn't.
When did it come out on PC?
I don't know. I don't think it's been announced yet. But
Probably before Deathloop.
If you played World, definitely check this out. If you have a Switch, to me, this game is seriously, they just took everything from World and made some more quality of life improvements and made it just that much better. I have not tried the multiplayer, though, and that was one of the big things that was an issue with World, and why we actually fell off of it as quickly as we did. So I do want to give that a go.
We think that Nintendo Switch Online is going to be our savior on that.
I don't even think it really has much to do with Switch Online at that point. I mean, it's really the problem with World was the very ass backwards way they made you get in parties with people.
Oh, and yeah, like, I remember you couldn't just make a party through the UI of Xbox. You had to go in game, and then you had to like join up at the same spot.
You had to wait until they posted the mission, and then you could join the mission. And then once you joined the mission, you had to wait until people watched cutscenes. And if you hadn't already done the mission, you couldn't join the mission with somebody else. And it made it to where like one of us would always have to be one step ahead or way ahead. And then we'd have to come back to help somebody out. And
which sucks, because then you're just replaying the shit.
Right. Which, I mean, at least in Monster Hunter, it's interesting enough to where, you know, you could fight the same monster 20 times. It's not a big deal, but seeing the same story and things like that sucks.
Would prefer not to, but
right. So I do want to try that out. I've heard a lot of that has been improved. I don't think it's flawless yet, but it's definitely been better, supposedly. And, you know, they got rid of some of those things that were a major problem, but I can't speak to that yet. So hopefully I'll try multiplayer. Maybe play with our boy Laron from Crossroads. Ooh, or Ed. Or Ed from Powerblock.
Ed, yeah. Speaking of the boss rush side of stuff too, Logan cracked me the hell up because he posted, "Is Bang Bros producing this?" And it's photos of the CW's live action Powerpuff Girls series.
Oh god!
No. And they're just absolute. Their costumes are. I mean,
they're bad.
This looks. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I mean, this looks absolutely ridiculous.
Uh-huh. I don't know who thought it was a good idea to do a live action. You know, there's one thing that I did not put in our show notes that I did want to briefly just mention. Netflix now has the rights to all of PlayStation's movies and stuff. Or Sony movies Jesus. And things. So now they're all going to be on Netflix, which... I'm okay with because I've had Netflix for way too long at this point. It's probably not going anywhere. And yeah, get some of that sweet Sony goodness with like the next Spider-Man once it launches and it doesn't, or and it's out of theaters. And
wasn't that going to go to Disney too? Disney Plus or no?
I don't know.
Because the other it's a ones Sony are. Thing.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. That's a real tricky one.
Yeah, it is. It's not easy, is it?
No, because that one's a mess. Spider-Man specifically is a disaster. I think I'm
the only person in America that isn't subscribed to Netflix, but it's because I have all the other shit for free.
Yeah.
Like, we just get... It's like every 2 months, dude, someone comes to the streaming platform, and they're like, here, you just get it, because you pay us money for your phone. And it's like, thanks. Yeah. HBO Max now, so I've been watching Silicon Valley.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah. Fucking love that show. I don't know. I just want to pay. What is it, like $9 now, or is it more?
I think the bare bones basic ones probably $9. I don't know. I don't remember.
I'm gonna look up the cost of Netflix. I'm like, sure, bro. I have Netflix. Like, there's a guy. There's a guy probably right now, guy or girl, during their morning commute right now, being like, Jeff, I have it. You don't need to tell me the price of it. I'm gonna tell you. Okay, the basic is $8.99. Which means you can only view it on one screen and one phone. And I don't think you get 4K with that. No, you don't even get HD. The standard is $13.99, Brody. This is when you get HD. And if you want ultra HD, $17.99 a month, Brody. Do you know what you could do with $17.99 a month? You buy Overwatch every month.
I feel like Overwatch I'm in a death loop of buying Overwatch every month.
Okay, so here we got to make a wager. When does Deathloop come out? First of all, Deathloop is absolutely going to be shown off again at E3.
Oh, yeah.
It will make its third E3 appearance. Yeah. And I will state that I think not only will it make its E3 appearance, I think it will make its new date, which will be winter of 2021. I think it'll get moved out another 2 months.
You think so? Holiday season?
Yeah.
That's fair. I'm going to say later in the fall. I don't think it'll come out in September, but I think it'll only get pushed back another month or two. That's my guess.
What if they just go on stage and they go, hey, we're going to throw you for a loop here, people, and we'll see you next E3. oh, my God.
Our dude. Loop is getting you excited are you and even, then shooting are you down.
Even pumped to play it or no?
I
feel like the hype for this is slowly
There's
dying.
Still a lot of hype for it from what I saw. Granted, it could be the loud minority, right? But it seemed like a lot of people were still excited about it. To me, I think it's an interesting concept, but I don't know how well they're going to actually execute it. And especially with all these delays, it has me even more concerned because, and we really haven't seen much gameplay. I mean, we have, but I don't know if they're going to be able to pull off what they are claiming to be able to pull off.
Well, they haven't made it yet.
That as well.
You know what I mean? Like, they haven't built it yet.
Right?
It's not done. We got a animation. We got a little bit of gameplay, I guess. But mainly an animation, like a video, explaining Deathloop and, you know, that old corny video game thing. Listen up. This is how it works.
Yeah.
You know, where I have to digest it. But who knows? It's quite a thing. See,
we will certainly see. Soon.
Boy, that would suck. Anyways, guys, that'll do it for the show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Diggity Podcast. You can find me on PlayStation. PSN is Maple Jeff.
And mine is Luscious Brody.
Ooh, hit it. Guys, leave us a review. It helps us out a ton. What, are you laughing at my hit it?
Yes.
Am I not hip?
I don't.
Leave us a review about how fucking hip I am on iTunes or any podcast platform that you listen to. Give me 5 stars for saying that. Give
the
it a hit.
The fact that
hit.
You said hip is even. It just I said makes hit. It that much. No, I know now how hip you are.
Oh, how hip I am?
Yeah.
I'm a cool cat, dude.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm a cool buddy. Calico buddy.
Somebody's going to murder us because I said calico twice. It's palico. I'm so sorry. I know what it is. I promise.
Wow. Yeah, so leave us a review. If you really enjoyed that, helps out a ton, guys. Gets us featured on different things, and it's helped. And thank you to all of those who have put reviews in the past. Thank you to everyone who has listened to this show on the audio version. We actually passed a bit of a milestone on the audio version. That I would like to bring up through our stats so that I can make sure I say the right number. and that is that we are nearly almost over 30,000 plus listens.
Is that with our old stuff too? Because I know once we transferred.
Yeah. Well, there's some data that's lost actually.
Yeah, we lost a handful when we switched
because the original. But yeah, we hit a milestone, which is nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The amount of hours that people have listened to us is disgusting.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. Oh, good God. If you have listened to us that long, I mean.
Yeah.
I thank you, but there's got to be something wrong with you.
Well, what's crazy, right, is like YouTube versus audio.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the people listening to audio, like there's people in like Australia, in France, in God, all over the place that have listened to us. Listen to our dumbasses talk about Buddy Place. It's crazy.
It's Buddy Plaza.
You piece Fucker. Of shit.
Oh my God. Yeah,
man.
It's nuts. And you know, YouTube's been picking up for us as well. So
yeah, I a little mean, bit here and there. Yeah. Normal We're on that YouTube grind, and, you know, a little snowball. Got to keep rolling in it. Now and then you get a piece of dog shit in the snowball and you gotta stop and you gotta like pull it out and then keep moving along. Cause that's how YouTube kind of treats you as a new, video creator, which is great. Love it. Not a problem at all with it, but yeah. Anyways, yeah, I'm going to wrap this thing up. Can I do that? Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, guys. Well,
the end of this chat has just turned into saying buddy, so.
All right, guys. We'll see you later. Bye.